Goodbye.
Welcome back to Pikmin 4. We're playing day 16. Hit that like button and subscribe with the bell so you get all the latest podcast updates. Subscribe to the RSS feed. Like and 5 stars on iTunes. I don't have a way of viewing like this podcast was added to iTunes via anchor.fm's automatic adding thing, so I have no way of seeing what the reviews of this podcast are unless I release this on the Patreon feed, in which case I guess you can like it on Patreon. That's possible. It's fine. You know, maybe this will be like early access episodes. You know, I don't know. Let's ready to explore.
Mira?
The main audience that these Pikmin episodes exist for is a certain pal who's gonna hear them no matter how I put them out. So I'm not too worried about how they will get out. You know. We're gonna head off to the Serene Shores, and we're gonna see if we can do one of these underground caverns. I think that's what we should do today, is we should do an underground cavern. Because we're only at 18%. Oh, that's silly. Onions, 1 out of question mark? 1 out of question mark? That's very silly. Hmm. I'm just munching on a little celery. I hope you don't mind. I'm sorry, Skelly. Okay. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop. That's 15 Pikmin picked. Alright, where is a hatch that we haven't explored? So there's a Dendori battle here that's got a flag. That means we defeated it. There's a hatch over this way. It looks like we haven't done that hatch. Hmm. Also a hatch over here. Let's do the obvious one. Yeah, okay. We're gonna go across this sandy beach towards the obvious hatch. I think when we get to the hatch, we're going to, like, pick what Pikmin assessment we want to have going down, so it's fine. Enter. Seafloor Resort. What beautiful scenery. When I'm surrounded by water, I can't help but feel at one with the sea. Sadly, there aren't many places to land in here, so non-swimming Pikmin aren't able to do as much. At least I get to pretend I was on vacation for a little while, right? We're gonna go to sublevel 1. Unfinished tasks on the surface will be called off. Alright. So, ice? Ice Pikmin are suggested. So we're gonna do ice and blue. We're gonna confirm. Whoop! Seafloor Resort, sublevel 1. Treasure gauge. Its alerts get stronger as you move closer to treasure and castaways. That treasure gauge was really the worst part about Pikmin 2. Of all the things that I love about Pikmin 2, a treasure dar. Just completely lost the plot bed. Alright, so what do we got? We immediately spot some 5 ice Pikmin. Okay, so we're gonna go back to the home base. We're gonna switch to our ice Pikmin. And then we're going to disband. But wait, no, we want the other way. Leave all but the blues here. All right, so we have just 30 blues. And we got some sort of water projector over here. That's, ooh, oh my gosh. What is this jellyfish monster? I think it's a monster made of water? I think only blues can attack this jellyfish monster because it's made of water. That's how I'm interpreting the blueness of this jellyfish. Alright, well, we got one raw material from defeating it. Oh, I see. It can do like a suck-up attack. And so then they're and then the Pikmin are underwater while they're inside the jellyfish if it sucks them up. And so any Pikmin that isn't a blue Pikmin would get sucked up and drown. How nasty. Alright, we got 15 gold points. And then we got a water projector. Pile of nuggets transported. Nope, we don't want you. We accidentally put an ice Pikmin into our squad. Alright, we're going to ride Ochi. Hop up the ledge. If we throw these Pikmin. Oh, I see. We got to use blue Pikmin to carry the strawberry through the sprinkler. And also, there is a sand wall that these blue Pikmin are going to have to tear down. Dirt wall demolished! Alright. Oh, this is a tough one. There is a water sprinkler. But also, there's a frozen gel thingy. How doth you expect me to defeat this game? We'll have to see about how we can turn off the water sprinkler. Okay, we got 28 blues here. They just ignore the sprinkler. Alright, well, if we go through this no Ochi cage. What the heck? 12 out of 12? Are they gonna. I guess they're going to get some little candy cookies, and they're going to use the candy cookies to work on this thing. Alright, they're going to add 12 candy cookies to it. Alright, we're adding candy cookies. 9 more to go. Play valve completed. Oh, it's a twist off. It's a faucet. Sprinkler's now off. Okay. All right. Now we can get our Floralick. We can safely get our Floralick. Let's check the map. There is a treasure. Let's see about this treasure. It's something hanging from the sky? How do we get our little indicator to go up there? Do we have to go to the above section and then toss? Oh, we toss Pikmin at the thingy. It's like a little baby's bottle thing. I know what the word is. I'm just not gonna say the word. You know. I think we're running down. We want to leave all but Ochi here. And then we're gonna go with Ochi, because it looks like these are some fire hogs. Go fight that fire hog. I think Ochi's immune to fire. Yeah, he's immune to fire. He's not immune to fire hog butt bumps, though. Nor are we. Oh no, Lokothar's in serious danger. Give Ochi a scrummy bone. We don't need to give Ochi a scrummy bone. Ochi has regen. Unless Ochi can't regen underground because time doesn't pass underground. I mean, heck, I'd believe it. Alright, Ochi. Get that. Fishing rope recovered? Ah, Ochi's transport has been halted. Oh, Ochi can't carry stuff through the water. That's unfortunate. Oh, there's some sushi. The Pikmin are having trouble. Oh, okay. Ice Pikmin can't carry stuff through water either. We're gonna have to exclusively rely on the blue Pikmin to transport these things. We got a baby Binky. It looks like it's in the collection of stuff that also contains the toothbrush. We got two pieces of sushi. That goes in the sushi collection, of course. Just deploy some of these Pikmin. Set that down, you goofball. You can't carry that back. As a giant sponge rock. Looks like we can't carry the sponge rock itself back as a treasure. Even though it looks out of place, and as though we should be able to treasure it in our hearts. You know, I think Ochi is regenerating slowly. But Loka's not. I can't believe we're on level 1 and we still got this bashed up. This is unfortunate, friends. But there is a blue jelly that we can deploy Pikmin against. Hydro Jelly Burst! And then we can. Oh, I accidentally put Ochi on the wrong side of the little bars. We're just gonna have that alarm beeping at us forever. Maybe I'll go back to the surface after this and heal. Like, I'd honestly rather go back to the surface and heal than... We'll bring it to the onion on the surface. So let's go down a level just so that we can go down. And if it doesn't say final floor... Currently, Pikmin currently outside your squad will come with you. All right, let's go down. You know, we got a Floralick, which increased our cap from 60 to 70, and we also found 5 Pikmin. But now we're at 70 Pikmin, which means that when our cap increased, the game added 5 Pikmin from the surface down to there. Which is neat. It's very neat of them to do that. Did we get healed? No. We're gonna return to surface. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna return to surface even without all the castaways. But I think we keep the treasures that we found. No one rescued! 505 Sparklium. We're 25% of the way through. The real question is, I don't remember if you can just heal in this game by, like, talking to the rocket. Like you could in Pikmin 1 and 2. Or if we have to go to a new day. Oh, the Floralick gets spat out of our rocket chunk and merges with our onion, and the onion's bigger! Alright. Oh hey! We're actually healed as soon as we came out. So let's go straight down to sub-level 2. So just heal us as soon as we go down a level. If all it takes to heal is to go up and then go straight back down. You know? Like, just save me the load screens. That's the worst part of any video game. It's the nasty load screens. I know it's required. I'm just required to load things. I wish it could be happening while other things are happening, you know? Alright. I'm feeling nervous. There's a lot of stuff going on around us. Let's, disband. Wait, we don't want all but blues. We want all but Ochi. Leave all but Ochi here. Alright, we got some gels. We gotta break the gels with ice. We gotta break the bubble maker with water. We gotta break that wall with ice. Okay. Let's deploy our blues on that gel thingy. Or deploy the ices on the gel thingy. The bubble maker. Oh, the Pikmin got... They're in bubbles. They're stuck. Oh, okay. The Pikmin The bubbles popped eventually. Alright. We got our Pikmin back. And I think we have this ice door here to break down. I don't believe that Ochi can defeat the ice door. I don't believe that we have got ice immunity for Ochi yet. We're gonna send in Ochi. Alright, through clever use of calling the blues immediately as soon as they get on fire, we have killed a fire pig. Can Ochi handle this little bubble thing? Oh, he can! And Ochi can't get caught in a bubble! He's too big! He's too big to bubble! Delightful. There's a sealed up air thingy. I'm not sure what the point of opening that is. Alright, let's take that back. We have a plum. We're gonna take that plum back. Taking that plum back for sure. There's a crystal crab, but we're gonna watch out for that crystal crab. Make sure it doesn't get us. Ochi has arrived! Alright. So yeah. Things are better. I think we have to defeat another fire pig. Which means I think we'll need to do another one of these nonsensical things where we freaking lived. So I guess that's fine. We're at 70 out of 70. Everyone caught on fire, but you know, in like a safe way. Alright, let's fight this crystal crab next. We gotta take these things out one at a time. Sometimes that means fighting a crystal crab. We're gonna charge. Oh no! Oh no, he got three picks. He probably got valuable ice picks. There's a rubber ducky. The rubber ducky is trapped. We got some little hot dog octopuses. The blue Pikmin can retrieve the hot dog octopuses. This is a purple jellyfish. Is it safe to fight a purple jellyfish? We'll have to find out. If we throw ice. We throw ice picks at it. Can they freeze the purple jellyfish? Oh, they can. Oh, they can! Look at that! Uh-oh, the Pikmin are having trouble. Only blue Pikmin carry the castaway back. I think that's the answer. And then a blue Pikmin carry that little spare button back, please. Yeah, blue Pikmin can travel through water safely. They just can't carry through water because of their floatiness. We're at 67 picks, which means that jellyfish didn't actually get anyone. Well done, crew. Well done. Is it? Wow, we're not even done with this sub-level. Let's see that ID info. Oh, you know who this is? This is a pilot. Rescue Corps Officer Yanni, home planet Ori, a doctor who lives for discovering and solving unusual cases. He jumps at every chance to test his experimental medicines. So maybe he can fix the plantified versions of people? All right, we found another rescue officer. Yanni is a talented doctor with a wealth of knowledge. With his skills, he can treat any injury or illness that comes our way. I bet he can even do something about the leafling castaways. That means our pilot is the only one of us still missing. Please continue your search. I wonder if it's like you always get the castaways in order, and no matter where you go, it like gets the next castaway in a fixed order. That'd be interesting, but also like maybe destructive of player agency. You escort our doctor, Yanni. Let's ask him to examine a leafling when he wakes up. Our pilot, Bernard, might be one after all. Oh, Bernard could be a leafling. I never even thought about that. Oh, they're making me question everything that I know. All right, so we got two buttons and a little flower on a stick, I think. So we have some little, it's like the little dealy crabs that carry a thingy on their back. Get him. Okay. We gotta charge. It's convenient how much you can just whistle to deal with flames in this game. You know? Stop, drop, and roll? Never heard of her. Alright. We have to go get one, two, three, four, five additional ice Pikmin in addition to all those treasures. Let's try walking on this air vent. And it warps us right back to home base. We're now at 72 out of our allowed 70 Pikmin. We're allowed to temporarily go over the cap if we stay underground. All right. Now we're going to we have defeated a fire hog. Let's defeat this blue jelly. Hydro jelly burst! Okay, so we want to send the Pikmin up the stick, and then they will spot the button, lower the iron fences, and then we can deploy 10 blues, possibly more. Everyone get on the thing. 19 out of 10. Even with everyone trying to get on the thing, they didn't all get on the thing. What goofballs. What absolute goofballs. I think that we have sorted out every little thing. As soon as this treasure goes down, we can get into the next sub-level. 8,500 Sparklium collected. I'm not sure. New gear is now available. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if collecting more than 7,000 was going to do additional things or not. Whoop! Seafloor Resort, sub-level 3. Onions, 1 out of 1. Treasures, 13 out of question marks. Rescues, 1 out of question marks. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness gracious. And this is all day whatever number. Because the underground levels are allowed to be very long. Okay. We got a fish monster over here. We're gonna deploy all of our blues to attack this fish monster. I don't know exactly why we did that. These bubbles look dangerous. Okay. Okay. Okay, here's something that the ice Pikmin can do. They can defeat that stone door. Oh, and our blue Pikmin can use some raw materials to complete a bridge, I suppose. Oh, hey, we're getting raw materials from destroying the stone, the sand door. While we're using raw materials over here, it's the cycle of resources. The water cycle, it's the circle of life, however you want to put it, I guess. We accidentally lost track of one Pikmin. Oh my gosh. Put it in! Put it in place! Do it! Playbridge completed! Alright. We accidentally lost track of one ice Pikmin. Although it is interesting that the water out here, it's like 1 out of 100. Like if we had 100 ice Pikmin, then we could freeze this entire lake. It's within our power. Eventually. Like obviously we can't do it. Whatchamacallit. We can't do it when our maximum is only 70. But like someday. Ochi, get rid of that bubble maker. Bop 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 ba. Okay. Well, we got a crystal crab over here. And if we just tell everyone to go. If we just tell everyone to go in, we can defeat every crystal crab we see forever. Nothing can stop us as long as we have the power of charging in. How about Ochi take that corpse back to town? You cannot, because there is water in the way. I see what's happening. We have blue Pikmin that need to be they need to destroy the bubble maker. And then we can have them not get stuck behind bubbles so that we can take these fake teeth and bring them back to town. One, two, three. Take that crab body back to town. Interesting. There's like a Heidi grass. I don't know what the point of that Heidi grass is. There's some stuff out here. Like underwater little thingies. One, two, three, four, five. Will they take multiple trips? I don't know. We'll find out. Will they take a safe route home? Sure looks like it. New treasure collected. We have the fake teeth that goes with the other bathroom stuff, I guess. Oh, hey, there's some blue picks underwater. Guess let's go underwater and... Whoa. Oh yeah, so the five Pikmin do take multiple trips to collect all of the resource, which is good for us. We're just gonna have to take this whole thing slow and steady, because mostly only blue Pikmin can do stuff, and then just occasionally we need ice Pikmin. I guess 50-50 is unfortunately not the optimal ratio for approaching this subfloor. But you live and learn. In you go, blues. There's another fish to kill. We got some little fake fish. A resource, a fish corpse. A bunch of resources. Ooh, a fake. Is that one fishable? No, it's two blues. We only have one blue in our squad, and it takes two blues to lift up. That's unfortunate. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da means we have to go back home again. Pile of raw materials transported. Now we got 34 blues. Now we got 34 blues. Singing the 34 blue Pikmin song when we got 34 blues. That's how the song goes. You have to trust me on that one. That's a real song. Next time you have 34 blue Pikmin, you can sing that song too. It's copyright free. I release it into the public domain under the Creative Commons Zero License. Or rather, I dedicate it to the public domain, and in places where the public domain does not exist, you may use the Creative Commons Zero License. That's, I think, what I meant to say. So I think I have to go through these bars so that Ochi isn't with us, and then we can do various little tasks. Such as defeating a water jellyfish. Oh. Get that. We got some gold. Oh my gosh, there's so many little steps. Pile of nuggets transported, and we got a toothbrush, which is going to go in the bathroom set, I suppose. It goes in the bathroom set, as predicted. Okay. Okay. We're honing in, friends, on the end of this silly subfloor. We have to fight a purple jellyfish. And we gotta defeat a dirt wall. We gotta collect some resources. We gotta defeat this little bubbler. Alright. You know, the merciful thing about this is that when we go down a sub-level, it automatically will collect all of our Pikmin. Because, guess what? This is a lot. Sub-level 3, 66%. 66%? What do you think we're doing? Is there more to do somehow that I'm missing? I don't think. I don't think we have anything to do here. I think this is a weird UI. It's saying 66%. Seafloor Resort 66%, sub-level 3 66%. But what else is there possibly to do in sub-level 3? Seafloor Resort sub-level 4, progress 66%. Huh. Maybe there was something. Seafloor Resort, final sub-level. Well, we'll know at the end of this level. Huh? There must be a castaway nearby. Alright, we got a giant frog monster. We got a candy pop thing to dispatch. To turn our ices into blues, we could do that if we were feeling so cruel. We were feeling so murderous to our own selves that we wanted to turn our ices into blues. Hardly imagine doing that, friends. We need those ices, and they're hard. We can't just grow more ice Pikmin on our own. Essential. They're essential to the hive. I really want to see that Jason Statham Beekeeper movie. It sounds really, really dumb. Okay. This is a boss monster, which is a giant frog. And it's a frog, but bigger. Thank you. get some picks on its back! Okay, if you get enough picks on the back, then its big jump is disrupted. Gate now open. What gate? I guess that gate over there. You got some blues over here. Let's get these blues. One, two, three, four, five. Is this a pick-upable? Okay, there's some sort of sound. Oh, there's a little screw. So, the Pikmin are... Oh, fishing rope recovered. Okay, so there's a fishing rope that's like stuck in the water. And then when enough Pikmin pull on the fishing rope, then it pulls a castaway up. There's not enough space between this and the other thing for the Pikmin to get through. Come on, Pix. There should be enough space there. That's poor level design, I think. Okay, let's see that ID badge. Puddle, home planet Enohe. A stylist with clients all over the universe. Just say the word and he'll unleash his fashionable skills at lightning speed. What is a stylist doing here of all places? He must have had a reason for coming to this planet. Curious. Well, we'll figure that out after you get him back here. I mean, at least he hasn't been gen-leafified. It's interesting, when the Mega Frog did its leap attacks, it would, like, crush in the sand and make a pond of water, but it doesn't, like, recover. Seafloor Resort 91%. Sublevel 4, 100%. That means we missed something on sublevel 3. How the heck did we miss something on sublevel 3? What the heck? Back to the surface. Turn to the surface. Up, drive up by plus two. +1,157 sparklium. We're only at 91%. There's a treasure. There's a hidden treasure. I guess we have to go back down and find that hidden treasure. Da da da. Loading almost done. We use those Pikmin. We will immediately go back down to sublevel 3. Seafloor Resort, sublevel 3. Let's look it up. Is even a sublevel 3 section. Well, most of the monsters are still dead, it looks like. And there's some underwater blues. I guess the very far distant corners have not been explored by us. Let's go off into the far distant corners and see what we can find. We have rocks, sand, fish tank plants. There's some rails. We're walking along some rails. Like, maybe you'd see in a gutter. Oops. The Pikmin got separated. Monster teeth, brush of foolishness. Alright, well, I guess we'll just keep on pushing out the edges of the map. There's an underwater urn over here. You got some lovely underwater sound effects. Mystery squish fish. We're going along the outside and finding more plastic plants like you would put in an aquarium. Yeah, we've uncovered everything. We've lost track of one of our blue Pikmin, but that's not really a problem, because as soon as we leave the floor, we will There's some tiny plastic swords, but they don't appear on the chart. They don't appear on the mini map. They're just tiny plastic swords hidden in grass. All right, video game. Now we're at 100%. We can return to surface. Yes, please return to the surface. Let's look at what Nintendo Life's... Thank you, Nintendo Life, for explaining. Here are the details of 17.0.1. A rebootless update for version 17.0.1 is now out. Rebootless updates do not require the console to be restarted and often contain minor changes. Okay. Alright, now we're at 100%. Here's the problem with Nintendo Life that I have. I know that you're all deep fans of Nintendo Life. Here's the problem that I have with it. Ooh, Shin Megami Tensei V Vengeance has been rated in Korea, a complete edition of the game. A lot of the Nintendo Life stuff is like not reporting on facts. It's like giving opinions on stuff that I don't think. Like, one of their current articles is, if Switch 2 isn't coming until 2025, what's Nintendo got up its sleeve this year? And, you know, I'm sorry to Gavin Lane that you're. But, like, the whole article is like, this is a Reddit thread. What do you hope to see announced for Switch 1? Like, people can vote on, and then you can be like, oh, something else not on this list. Please comment below. It's like, I just want a different type of games journalism, you know? See, what other articles do they have lately? Nintendo is currently the richest company in Japan. Well, that's. Don't know if good or bad. Let's see. Oh, we got some jellies. Whoa, I'm sorry. What? Oh, frick! We just meet. Rewind time. Exiting cave. Rewind time to after you exited the cave. Yes. That's what I'm going to do. There was a monster that came out and immediately killed half of my Pikmin in one rock blast. That was bad. Let's pay very close attention to what happens here. We're gonna send Ochi. Ochi is not. He's not dealing damage. Alright, well, now we've dealt damage. And we lost zero Pikmin that time, so good on us. Hey! You remember how there was that treasure that I couldn't figure out where the heck the treasure was, if it was buried? Well, it turns out it was buried. One level down from where I thought that there was a treasure, there was a little cave with treasure. Clues, you take that. And then we got some more hydro jelly. Get on that. Hydro Jelly Burst! We have a weight 100 watermelon, which would be a little too tough to carry. Except, we have our amazing Ochi on our side. Ochi has 100 pick strength, so it's no trouble. Is there a goofy weasel here? No, there's not a lobster weasel. I'm not sure why I call that creature a lobster weasel, because weasels are good, and lobsters are good, and the lobster weasel is terrifying and bad. But you know, sometimes we do stuff that doesn't make any sense. Can we have any more of our 13 Pikmin get on this melon? We have 170 pick strength, moving our watermelon! All right. I think after we've collected this melon, that might be. We gotta get this banana. That might be the last main thing to do today, and then we could just go to sunset. Oh! New cave discovered. Okay. Oh, there's still the monster corpses from yesterday. Hilarious.
Hi.
Good boy, Ulchi, you made it back. Even if, actually, Ulchi, get this banana, please. Even if the little picks can't get to you, Ulchi will make it back. But that's about, well, we can have our picks also join to get the banana there. Lickety split. Is that the end of this day? We have enough time that like we could force it. I see one, two caves that we could do. There's a cave down here that we could do. I don't want to do any of that. Here, let's ride Ulchi. And then let's just explore a little bit. Let's double check some of the stuff we haven't looked at before. There's a hill, which is a downway only hill. We have some remaining water. Most of the water in this area has drained out. There's a little water left, looks like. Get up into this back area. You know what? We're gonna work on these little fishing ropes. Fishing rope recovered. Ah! It's a crystal crab! How dare they? How dare they fishing rope a crystal crab at us? What a... Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. Can Ulchi... No, Ulchi can't get this pearl. Alright, we got a little bit of time left. I think that we can get this. Oh no! One blue Pikmin got eaten by our clam. Alright. Got a fish. Dirt mound excavation complete. Ooh, a bomb was obtained. Okay. New treasure collected. Wait a second. What the heck? What the heck is going on here? There's like a treasure that's like partly underwater? Oh. How much strength do we need? Well, we need more than we have, but we've unveiled it at least. We need 20 blues to go over and grab that treasure. Yep. That's as much as we can do today. Oh, we should pick this Pikmin. And then we can just go to sunset. We don't need to play the last 9 seconds. Ba-ba-ba. Exclusive Warhammer 40k Dakka Squadron blasts off on Switch next month. Campaign mode. Fly through 5 unique planets. So it looks like mostly you shoot a turret at stuff. Which is exactly what I expect from a Warhammer 40k game. Shoot a turret at a lot of stuff. Well, I mean, if it's called Dakka Squadron. Alright, so we got 2 rescues and 2 pup points because of it. Which means we can get a pup upgrade. Oh my goodness. 2187 Sparklium total, putting it as 9899. We lost 4 blue and 2 ice, but we got new 72 blue and 10 ice, putting us at 32% overall in this map zone. Yoni's back, Captain. Seems like we're making progress.
Okay?
Well done, Lokothor. So where is he then? We need to discuss the leafling situation as soon as possible. The thing is, after the forced sleep mode was lifted, he kind of went right back to sleep. I think he'd been examining a plant that only appears at night, so he was pretty sleep deprived. Seriously? He was out walking around at night? Here? It's ridiculously dangerous. I suppose I should be grateful that he's still alive. Huh? That's strange. I put a bottle right here. Where did it... Dingo, you didn't drink that liquid that was sitting right here, did you? Did you? Hey, don't shout at me like that. But yeah, I was thirsty, and it was right there, so I gave it a try. Who cares? Well, that was the medicinal ingredient that Yanni was using in his experiments. And you never thought to mention that until now? Why do I suddenly feel very hot? Are you alright? Maybe you should go lie down too, Dingo. I suggest we put this meeting on hold for the time being. Alright. Rescue mission! Poll. What review score would you give Mario vs. Donkey Kong? That's not how review scores work, you goofballs! A review score has to go with a review. You can't just poll for a score. It's not freaking. Aww. You should be caught up on everything now, Yoni. According to Dingo, this castaway may be our pilot. Let me think. The primary symptom is the growing of leaves, yes? If that is the case, then I believe we may be able to cure them. While stranded, I discovered the bewitching specimen called a luminol. It only appears in the dark of night. When dawn breaks, it releases a sap quite high in degradative enzymes. I believe I can make a medicine out of these secretions that can break down the newly grown leaves. For real? I mean, cool. But then I really found out I just left the Bernard behind. Uh-oh. Alas, our friend Dingo here consumed all the sap that I previously collected. So new blood will have to perform some night expeditions to harvest the medicinal ingredients for us. Oh, it's nothing to lose sleep over, except in a little sense. Find me later, and I'll teach you all you need to know about night expeditions. Excellent. Thanks to Yanni, it sounds like we have a solution to our leafling dilemma. Now everyone, to your stations, please! Copy that, Captain! Alright, well next time we will learn about night expeditions. Puddle the Stylus is looking for you. We'll learn about night expeditions later, but we'll learn about styling right now. Happily. Aren't you the one who saved me? Thank you. You are. Thank you so much. Hey, have you ever thought it'd be fun to try on a different look than your usual? You know, really shake things up? I'll let you in on a little secret. Your friend Puddle here is a stylist. That means I can help you update your look whenever. Yeah, update my look. You've got nothing to fear. Puddle is here. Now, I had no idea that you're rescued leaflings. I'd love to meet more of them. It's important to be open to new experiences. Seeing new sights, meeting new folks, it's inspiring, don't you think? Alright, so we need to rescue 10 leaflings to unlock more, but we have 5 so far. So we can update... We can just do the character creator again. Do we want the mohawk? I don't think we want the mohawk. Yeah, I did pick blue hair. Blue hair, green suit, that's me. You're glowing right now. Did you know that? I love it. All right. Yeah, we're at 5 out of 10 leaflings. Now we could visit the lab. Created a new item. Well, developed a prototype. You have to come see for yourself. All right, let's visit the lab. Idle counter. Shows a running total of how many Pikmin are standing idle. Who cares? Treasure gauge? No. Idle is alert. My manual Pikmin that I collect complete their tasks when you can summon them with this. Oh, that's neat. We only have 132 materials. Tough stuff. HP increase. Tough stuff plus. Headlamp. Anti-electrify. Rush boots. Air armor. Triple threat. I bestow so much. And so I bestow upon you the power of the triple punch. They say even a tin can can shatter a boulder with enough blows. Do they really say that? I don't think they say that. Thermal defense. Okay, so this is anti-frost. Brace boots, anti-sucked up and blown away. Honestly, I really should get brace boots. Air armor? How is this... I don't get it. It looks like it affects very, very, very small amount. This little trinket condenses the air surrounding Ochi's body to reduce overall damage. So it's like a force field, sort of, but worse. Rush boots, the faster you go, the more... It'll take everything they have to fit the Pikmin to keep up with you. Yeah, okay. What's this? The Trachonator? A bomb that always tracks its prey and never loses it. In the wild, I'd much rather be the chaser than the chasee. Well... You know, don't be a chaser, folks. I guess we take the prototype for free? Pick, pick, carrot. Oh, it paralyzes a monster. Okay, for two. Yeah, I think we really want the brace boots, but... I don't know that we want them right now. You know? I mean, it's not like we've been having too much trouble. Who's... Oh. That person doesn't have any stuff. Let's check Ochi training. Pardon? I'd like to train. What can we train? Chomp level 3? Mega Chomp? Speed up Doggy Paddle 2? Ochi can swim faster. Plucking Pikmin sprouts, digging speeds up, heals faster. And wow. With healing 3, that could be a lot of healing. I need to go here. I'd take 5 points. No, it'd probably take 6 points, because we'd have to learn level 2 for 3, and then level 3 also for 3 points to learn for Ochi to gather Pikmin. I think we want to spend 2 points to learn stronger Chomp. Mom! Who, Master Chomp? Was it you? Yes, it was, Ochi. It was you. Good boy. Now you should be ready to learn an even more powerful skill, Big Chomp. Oh my gosh. With Ochi's big chomp skill, his wildest instincts awaken, and he leaps at creatures in the air. Oh my gosh, he can do... Yeah, so he can do a leap attack if we get this. Big chomp level 2. Smaller creatures like dwarf bulbs don't stand a chance against the power of this chomp, so it's even more damage. A big chomp level 3, this is Ochi's most impressive chomp. Even a horde of Pikmin can't match the intensity and ferocity of this strike. Actually, yes, they could. A horde of Pikmin could out-damage what I'm seeing here, but it really would do a lot of damage. Alright, we will big chomp later when we have more points. Then we get a scrummy bone. Keep up the good work, and remember, no slacking. I think that's it. What's new in our tablet? Gameplay guide? Oh, I think it's just that with the stylus, it's on the map now. I think that's what's new. Yeah, that looks like that's all that's it. Wait, Francois? Visit Francois now? When I was harvesting pellet posies, I suggest you avoid the majestic roots and aim for the hard and unnatural pellet. That unwieldy round pellet is much easier to attach if you think of it as an attack. Okay. We can warp to Francois. We can look at the dolphin, the crashed, wrecked up dolphin. There's a trowel? I don't think we've been up here before. Interesting. Gonna ride Ochi back to town. Alright, I think that's the end of this day of Pikmins, and we'll do another day soon enough. Until then, bye everyone!